insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإن ربك لهو العزيز الرحيم
And indeed, your Lord, He is the exalted in might, the merciful.
Brothers and sisters, we have previously discussed up to the 8th verse of this chapter. And now, in the 9th verse, we read, وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ And verily, your Lord is certainly the mighty, the merciful. With the previous verses under discussion, we realized that studying the creatures of the universe and its beauties is the best way of theology and knowing Allah, because this is what the Almighty Allah is trying to teach the pagans. But مَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ Most of them do not believe. But this is the cure, this is the remedy for the ones who really want to believe in the Almighty Allah, whose hearts are empty of this perpetual attribute of faithlessness. For those hearts that are ready, if you make them look at the earth and what every noble kind grows out of it, certainly there is a sign. But on condition that they do want to believe. And then in the 9th verse, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ So, you have to look at the signs of your Lord that are created in this universe. And the Holy Quran reprimands those who do not look closely at the universe and its different aspects, the signs of the ultimate power of Allah, the absolute cause. Now, in this verse, which is the last verse of the verses under discussion, the Almighty Allah, through a phrase which is the signs of both threat and encouragement, says, "Inna rabbaka lahuwa al-azizur rahim." Verily, your Lord is certainly the mighty, the merciful. This phrase is both a dread and hope altogether. Why? Because the Quranic word aziz, "Inna rabbaka lahuwa al-azizur rahim," Aziz means a powerful person who is not defeated. He has the power both to present the great verses to beat those who deny verses. Nevertheless, he is merciful. Azizur Rahim. At the same time, he is merciful. His encompassing mercy includes every creature, and a serious return to him in a short moment is enough that he directs all his grace toward man and to forgive all his past sins. This is the kind of Lord that we have all got.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qum.
So the Almighty Allah, in a phrase that is both a dread and a hope, says, وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Certainly your Lord, only He is the Mighty, the Merciful. We discussed the word Aziz, that means a powerful person, but it is likely that the attribute Aziz, which in this verse has preceded the attribute Rahim, because at first it says Aziz and then it says Rahim, it is for this matter that if the word Rahim came before the word Aziz, it would create a feeling that he is weak. But when we say Huwal Aziz and at the same time Rahim, when the word Aziz has come first to show that in spite of being powerful, he is merciful, this will not create this feeling that he is weak. Of course he is Rahim, but this does not mean that he will not give the pagans their due punishment and chastisement. He is Aziz, he is powerful, because he has created all these signs in the universe. He is Aziz because he will chastise the ones who do not look at the signs, the ones who deliberately try to neglect the signs of their Lord and try to mislead the others with them. But even after these instances of chastisement and punishment that the Holy Quran says, at the very end of the last verse under discussion says, لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ but رَحِيمُ. Even in this situation, you will not forget about Rahim. You will never forget about this mercy of the Almighty Allah that envelops everything and everyone on condition that they truly want to come back. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry, and this went fade.